The state Supreme Court threw out the conviction and death sentence of a man accused of killing his wife and business partner. In an 8-1 decision, the High Court ruled today that Darrell Stenson should be granted a new trial. Stenson has been on death row for the last 18 years. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The High Court says that Darrell Stenson's rights were violated. In their ruling, the justices say the state wrongfully suppressed photographs that raised questions about mishandling of evidence, as well as an FBI file. Cheryl Gordon McLeod is Stenson's attorney.
The photograph, which we didn't discover until a few years ago, shows the lead detective on the case with his bare, ungloved hands holding those pants with those pockets turned out shortly before the gunshot residue test was taken. I mean, a picture is worth a thousand words. Cops carry guns. Guns leave gunshot residue. He's holding the pants with his ungloved hands.
McLeod says the photo shows the evidence could have been tainted. The High Court agreed. Justice Pro Tem Gary Alexander wrote that had the photographs been properly disclosed, Stenson's attorneys would have been able to demonstrate to the jury that the evidence was seriously mishandled and compromised by law enforcement. Stenson was sentenced to death in 1994. He was convicted in the shooting deaths of his wife, Denise Stenson, and business partner Frank Horner at his exotic bird farm in Clallam County. The case now heads back to Clallam County. Prosecutor Deborah Kelly says she's deeply disappointed by the High Court's ruling, but plans to retry the case. It's unclear if Kelly will pursue the death penalty again. Meantime, Stenson will remain in prison until his new trial. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.